from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It was a very big day on the show because tomorrow night, Dolphins have preseason game number one.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter, I don't think. Although, Josh Allen is playing in preseason game number one for the Bills, and Caleb Williams is starting preseason game one for the Bears on Saturday. But I don't think we're going to see any Dolphins starters on Friday.
You're the number one offense in the league. What are you trying to prove?
But today's a big day, because Aronde Gadsden, who was a beloved Miami Dolphins receiver, and I imagine... We talked about this yesterday. You played in preseason games, right, Crowder? Even though you were a starter.
Yes, they always had
like preseason games 1, 2, 3, 4. Did you make an appearance in all four games when there were four preseason games?
After my rookie year, not four. But my rookie year, I played all four, every quarter of all four preseason games. But then after that was the dumb approach to one quarter in the first one, 1.5 quarter in the second one, third is the dress rehearsal. So you have to play a half and come out for one series, four adjustments, and then the fourth preseason game. No. It sounds dumb now, but it was just what we were used to.
But now nobody plays at all.
Nope. Why?
But I imagine Aronde played and stuff. But regardless, anyway, so today is also National Pickleball Day, and Aronde is a big pickleball player. Solana is as well. Solana is saluting. Today is National Whataburger Day. And Aronde won a ring with the Dallas Cowboys. Dude lived in Dallas. I'm imagining he had plenty of detours to Whataburger. Around every corner. Around every corner. So let's talk with him. Hello, OG.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening?
I want to talk pickleball, and I want to talk Whataburger, and I want to talk preseason football. And I'm going to come back to Whataburger, but just... True or false, you made several detours to Whataburger in your time in Dallas.
Without a doubt. Whataburger would stay open late, and that would probably be the reason why a lot of detours were made. You know, Dallas is a place that closed at 2 a.m., so Whataburger would stay open, you know, until 2 a.m. And so, and I was kind of, I wouldn't say infatuated, but I guess I was, just because they made their burgers upside down, right?
If I remember correctly. Salty. There's something about them. They're big and salty. I think they're a really good burger. Solana had it for the first time a couple weeks ago when he went to SEC Media Days. Crowder and I had it together for the first time when we were in Dallas. I thought it was a good salty burger. They got the that spicy ketchup, OG. You heard of that spicy ketchup?
I like the spicy ketchup. I wish could steal that. But like I said, they make their burgers upside down. I think the burgers on the top and lettuce, tomatoes on the bottom.
All the toppings are on the bottom.
That was cool. That was real cool. Like, let's go get the upside down burger. But I think the fact that they stayed open later than everybody else is why. And like you said, they're on every corner. That's a big deal too.
So you were leaving that late church service. That's why you needed that 2 a.m.
midnight mass.
The revival services. revival.
But I got to get into the football game, but here's what happened. So I've been talking about Whataburger because I wish they had it here. There's one in Tallahassee. I've been to the one in Tallahassee and been to the one in Dallas. So Solana had never been around one. He hears me and Crowder talk about it. And I think Whataburger is better than In-N-Out Burger. And I haven't had a huge amount of experience with either of them, but the few times I've been to both, I think Whataburger is better. So Solana goes to Dallas a couple weeks ago, and instead of going to Whataburger to eat there, he Uber Eats it to his hotel twice. And it's like a 20-minute Uber Eats ride. And now he's telling us, he's like, yeah, it's not even that good or whatever, but he's not getting the Whataburger experience.
Yeah, nah, you got to go to the place with the W, Solana. You can't, in certain things, you can't DoorDash.
Right.
One of them. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's one of them. You might as well call in Tallahassee and say, hey, what time are you going to be here with my Whataburger? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's no bueno, man. No bueno. Like, you got to go for the experience, Solana. You're not getting adjusted to the whole situation. You know what I mean? You know what? I kind of figured that about you though. Like you like to half ass on experiences, man.
Bingo! You nailed it. You're exactly what I've been talking about. You've never been to Whataburger in your life, so you're gonna have some guy drive 20 minutes. Guy's putting it on the dashboard of his Buick Regal, and he can't find the entrance to the hotel. And the grease is coming through the bag or whatever. Yeah. And now you're gonna wax poetic about what's wrong with Whataburger.
Ooh, like go to the
restaurant and sit down in the Whataburger and order a burger and let them give you the spicy ketchup and experience the whole experience.
You guys are acting like this is a Barton G or like the Poppy Steak restaurant. Literally, the best thing to Uber Eats. It's fast food. Like, literally. That's
what it's
for.
Not if you've never been there before. You got to go sit in the booth with the You got to sit. Yeah, you got to sit there and be uncomfortable. Like, damn, my ass hurt.
Yeah.
But I'm going to eat this Whataburger with this spicy ketchup. Like, he's a Whataburger?
So the difference between me loving Whataburger and my experience, which was, it was good. Like, I would go there again, is that I need my ass to hurt, OG?
You need to walk into the place.
You need a bag to be uncomfortable.
Man.
Like, because you're going to eat it fast now and get heartburn and be like, ooh, that was a good burger, but I don't feel too good right now.
Bums walk in. Yeah. You don't know if your life's in danger. It's all part of the experience, man.
Yeah, like, you're going to a place that got a big W. Like, who wants to go to an orange W place? Yeah, me. Yeah. I want to go
sitting there. In your safe Hilton, gathering all your Hilton points, and the rest of us are living like real people at the Whataburger.
Right. You got somebody bringing you your food on a scooter with the food in the back. Now the lettuce all slide to the side, mayonnaise all on the bottom. You don't get the real experience that way, Solana. But I got to figure that about you, waxing poetically. Yeah.
Yeah, sitting there with that free USA Today, you know, he's so so high and mighty, you know, in his hotel
using the robe that come with the place.
The robe.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't eat Whataburger in a hotel robe. You're not getting the experience.
Yeah, you're not getting the experience with them stupid ass slippers on. No, get out of there, Solana.
OG, you owned a monkey.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I didn't go to the zoo to see the monkey. I had one. I had this full experience. I had the full monkey.
100%.
Everything you needed. Yeah.
Guy goes 100%.
OG, you don't put them robes on, OG.
No, I don't. I don't. But I can see Solana putting them on. I hate them little stupid slippers. Like, I try to put it in, like, my second pinky toe is half off the thing. It looks so stupid.
What, you wear 15? I'm sure they don't make 15s in those.
At 15. They don't. They 15 don't. They
W.
Don't. They don't.
15W.
How about this?
Double E.
You're driving. Let's say they open Whataburgers and In-N-Outs everywhere. You're driving down University Drive, and all the following are available. Which one do you stop at? You can only stop at one. Whataburger, McDonald's, Arby's, Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out Burger, Taco Bell.
Eesh. What time is it, though?
Oh, that's a good call. I'm going to say 3 in the afternoon, but you've barely eaten anything. You had some cotton candy grapes for lunch.
Cotton candy grapes? All right. You shop at the fancy places like French Market. Because Winn-Dixie don't got cotton candy grapes. They got the grapes with a little brown thing on them sometimes. But you know, I'm going to have to stop at Arby's. Not going to tell you no lie. Whataburger would be second, but okay. I'm going to Arby's.
You love Arby's.
I do. I'm one of the few African Americans that stand up for Arby's.
That started to go viral on Twitter last week. Did you see that? A black guy was and went viral questioning, do black people ever go to Arby's?
Nope. Him and OG. That's your answer. I'll tell you that now, too.
And they got potato cakes back.
Yeah, let's go.
You got to have a mocha shake. A mocha shake? You have a mocha shake? Oh, man. But back to Solana and Whataburger wearing the robe. That's too short.
It's a bad look. His pieces are showing while he's eating the Whataburger. No one wants that. The whole thing. Yeah. So we're resetting everything. Solana, you still have never been to Whataburger, and you cannot have an opinion.
No, I mean, I have. I've had Whataburger twice.
No, have you been to Whataburger? No, have you been to Whataburger?
OG, I liked it. That's the most confusing part about this.
What time did you do this DoorDash from Whataburger? Can you shed some light on that?
Yeah, so the first order was, I don't know, like a 9 p.m.er. I was watching the MLB Home Run Derby, so like 9 p.m.
You're in Dallas. You're in a different city, and you're young guy. You couldn't leave the Radisson to go to Whataburger. You had to have them bring it to you.
Why?
It's 9 o'clock in Dallas? Aronde told you the place runs till 2.
If I had a car.
You in the Radisson.
If I had a car.
You definitely didn't have a robe in the Radisson. The Hilton, I got you. But the Radisson? Okay, my bad.
You're just covering your parts with an ice bucket.
And the Radisson with 2 D's? Oh, man. You didn't even have an ice bucket. You had to go with your cup to the ice machine. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Catch it in his shirt.
I love that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But you didn't need a robe. You could just come down in the Radisson with your skivvies on. You could come down with your
hairs. Your right.
Wife. Like, nobody
anything can. Goes.
Nobody in that lobby but you and the guy behind the desk that's sitting in his chair watching the home run derby on his phone, too. So he don't care. Oh, no. Get a GoFundMe for Solana when he go on the trips if you're in the Radisson. Let me know, man. I got some extra Marriott points for you, man. Get you the courtyard.
Like, you know, you could, like, transfer your Bonvoy points to, like, Delta or whatever. The Radisson, you can transfer it to, like, Frontier Airlines. Like, we've got the relationship with...
The Radisson got to live on floors. Like, you got to be on... Like, your penthouse in on floor four, like, in the Radisson. That's all we got, four floors.
We got the suite on floor four.
The suite is a handicap room. You got the big shower, Solana. Okay, so maybe the DoorDash wasn't such a bad idea. At least you got to get out the room to go to the lobby. Oh.
When you have to walk outside to get to the lobby, you're at a rest.
They got the push button air conditioner. Like, push the button. Cold. Fan. You got the heat, the cold, and the fan. You got to push the button.
The DoorDash driver, after he dropped off Solana, is staying in the room next to him.
Oh, they ain't even waiting for you. Your food was at the front desk, in the Whataburger bag. Oh, man.
All right, let's reset. Solana has never been to Whataburger.
Right,
move
right.
on.
Okay,
wait till he goes to Dallas the next time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches.
Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.